Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force. Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Today, we have Chris Ishak back for our program. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you back. So, well, we want to travel to another country, or do we have some more happenings?
We've got plenty of other countries. Well, before we leave Colombia, let me just tell you what is my absolute favorite testimony from Colombia. This absolutely blew me away.
Great.
We could be here from now till tomorrow. It was such a powerful trip just about Colombia. I mean, really, God poured out his anointing and his love and his power and his presence everywhere we went. But this one is just absolute. This blows my mind. There was a little boy who came up. He was 9 years old, who came up to me for prayer. And, you know, his mother, he was a little shy. So his mother kind of told me what had happened 2 years before. He had broken his arm. And the family was very, very poor and couldn't afford to go to a doctor. So the arm kind of healed itself. And when it set, he broke it about halfway between his elbow and his wrist. And he broke it in a way that, and when it set itself, his arm healed at an almost 30-degree angle.
A 30-degree angle?
Yeah, it was actually, I'm a little weak in the stomach. I'll just admit that. And actually, when I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, it's actually quite a deformed arm.
Yeah.
It's like he's got two elbows, except one he can't move.
Oh my.
And not only can't he move that, but his whole right arm is affected by it. In particular, his wrist. He has no lateral movement in his wrist. And while he can move his fingers, he can't quite move them enough to make a fist. But he can at least move them. You know, if an object is big enough, he can grab it. But still, he's 9 years old, and he's got the rest of his life to look to having a deformed arm like this. And so we prayed for him. And I don't know, Jim must have prayed 30 seconds. And, you know, we didn't pray long at all. And I put my arm right on where that break was, and I just kept commanding, let every crooked path be made straight. And I don't think I prayed anything else. I just prayed that over and over. Every crooked path be made straight. And I'm telling you, in an instant, all of a sudden, we just moved into place. It wasn't a gradual thing. I felt it under my hand. Oh,
me! And your hands were on
my second elbow.
Your hands were on it.
Right, and I'm telling you, this 9 year old, he couldn't believe what happened. All of a sudden, he just said. And he's got this look of just bewilderment on his face, and he didn't know what happened. He's staring at his arm, and it's straight.
Oh,
and
my!
Listen to this. Here's the big test. I told him, I said, listen, man. I'm like, move your wrist, because he couldn't move it. He had no lateral movement.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he starts to move it, and he makes one complete revolution with his wrist, and then loses it. I mean, he just starts weeping.
Oh,
I mean, think about it. He's 9 years old. He's just starting out his life, and he's anticipating the rest of his life having this deformity and not being able to move his fingers fully and his wrist at all. And he's got this ugly deformity. I mean, it really was. I'm not trying to be mean, or I'm just telling you what it was. And in an instant, God changed his future.
In a moment,
it was absolutely ridiculous. and praise to this kid, he just started weeping. Oh my goodness! And anyone within a 20-foot radius was weeping. You know, after seeing this on his face, it was absolutely precious.
Just like back in Jesus' time, of course.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
the same ministry. The Book of Acts says the first verse. It says the ministry which Jesus began to do. The ministry, Luke writes and says, the former account that I wrote, O Theophilus, ministry, and that was the Gospel of Luke, he said that was the ministry which Jesus began to do and teach. Well, that was only the beginning, and it's continuing right on now.
Come on, isn't it?
I love it, I love it.
It absolutely blew my mind.
Glory to God.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the miracles, amazing. Power of God, we can't live without it. We shouldn't live without it.
I can't live without it.
Absolutely, but it's the love of God every time. It's the love of God. Well, I was going to say, like 1 John 4 says, I forget if it's 10 or 17, I always mix them up, but he says, love has been perfected in us in this way that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. And as he is, so are we in this world.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of love that we get to heal the sick. We get to cast out devils and prophesy over people. And it's because of love that as he is, so are we in this world.
As he is, as Jesus is in heaven, so are we in this world. Well, thank you, Chris.
I can't tell you, Jim, how much I appreciate you and just what you're doing for me. Thank you so much. I mean it.
You know, Jesus is still in the healing business today. What he did way back then, he can do for you today. Anyone in the sound of my voice can experience the healing power of God and the love of God today, just where you're at. As the Bible says, as he is in heaven, so are we in this world.
Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word, everyone, atonement he made, iniquity bore, that we can find life with him evermore. Lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar has stained, to wipe away pain, to bring glory to man. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua is here. The prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, 'twas for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar has stained, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring glory to salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua is here. So brothers of mine, not to yourself, for we are but one, we all need his help.
broken the law, but he paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. So final atonement has come, and God has new hope by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart, Yeshua, you'll know.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.